بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of Qiyam al-Layl. Qiyam al-Layl is little bit in terms of the translation. It means standing up at night. It has a little bit of a broader meaning than just tahajjud. Qiyam al-Layl is any salah that is performed after Isha salah, right up till the time of Subh Sadiq. Any salah that is performed after Isha salah, right up till the time of Subh Sadiq, this is known as Qiyam al-Layl. Tahajjud is now and then used interchangeably with Qiyam al-Layl. However, tahajjud has one little bit more of a specific meaning, more of a confined meaning, if we may add it. Now and then it's used interchangeably, or it has a little bit more of a specific meaning. It comes from the word hujud. Hujud means to sleep and wake up. In other words, to wake up after sleeping. This is known as hujud. So tahajjud is to wake up after sleeping. Although technically a person will get sawab of Qiyam al-Layl, of standing up, the sawab of tahajjud he'll still get if he reads, but the most afzal thing is to sleep and wake up. That's how you're getting the word tahajjud, coming from the word hujud. And after a person sleeps for some portion of the night, he wakes up, he makes that sacrifice, he wakes up, and now he's in some type of communication with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You get different types of people. Some people, the whole night they up in tahajjud salat and or Qiyam al-Layl, and some people you'll get, they spend half the night, in other words, they sleep half the night, and then you'll get some people that will spend one third of the night. So different people have different tarteeb. Allah Ta'ala make it such that it becomes part of our tarteeb. Tarteeb means it becomes part of our daily routine. We have some part of tahajjud in our lives, as you can see from the many ahadith that we're doing. What an important aspect of what an important aspect of our deen tahajjud is. Although it's not won't classify it as faraz or wajib, however it is some sunnah, it's a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that is encouraged. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, anna nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wasallam kana yanamu awwal al-layl wa yaqumu akhirahu fayusalli, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to sleep in the first part of the night and stand up in salah in the latter part of the night. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and Musnad Ahmad. So this hadith teaches us that it is best, if you're looking for first class, it is best to sleep in the first portion of the night and then to wake up and perform tahajjud salah in the latter portion of the night. This is for those people that obviously don't spend the whole night in ibadat, those that sleep some portion of the night and they up some portion. Otherwise you get people, pious people, that the whole night they up. So this will be the best for them. However, this is referring to if a person is going to take sleep, they take sleep the first part of the night and wake up towards the latter part of the night. As Sa'id ibn Musayyib radiallahu rahmatullah alayhi was a very great personality. So for 50 years, he read his Fajr Salah with his Isha Wuzu. Whole night he used to be up in Ibadat. He's also mentioned of Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, that initially he used to take some rest at night, and then he would wake up and he would read Tahajjud. On one occasion, there was an old person. So that old person seen Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah somewhere, and he made reference to him by telling someone else that this youngster is such that the whole night he's up in Ibadat. So he said, this youngster is such that the whole night he's up in Ibadat. So Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said, if this is what the people are thinking about me, so then I'd rather be doing this. There's no point that people think I'm doing this thing and I'm not doing it. So from that point onwards, the whole night he would remain in Ibadat. These were the great personalities. Somebody tells something about us that we are not doing, we'll get so happy and we'll think nothing of it. His great personality says, if people have this opinion of me, then I should be doing that. But then he started staying up the whole night in Ibadat. Obviously, for us now, the working class, etc., we should ensure that we get sufficient sleep. Not to say we don't get sleep, we get sufficient sleep. But the way to do it is a person goes to sleep early after Isha Salah. He doesn't engage in anything else, he doesn't waste his time. He goes early to sleep, then it becomes very easy for him to wake up for Tahajjud Salat. We'll do one more hadith. An Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu qal, sallaytu ma'an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam laylatan, falam yazal qa'iman hatta hamamtu بأمر سوء قيل ما هممت قال هممت أن أجلس وأدعه متفق عليه. هذا عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه نريد. I performed salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one night. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in tahajjud salat and I joined him. I joined Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his tahajjud salat. He remained standing in salah for so long that I wanted to do something bad. Who's saying this? Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is saying, I wanted to do something bad. So when he was asked that, what did you intend when you saying that you wanted to do something bad? Now imagine he's standing with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so long that salah is. So he says, what was it that you intended? He replied, I wanted to sit down in salah and I wanted to leave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To them this was something very, very bad. Felt bad about it that day. They even thought of doing something like this. But this hadith indicates to you, firstly two things, or indicates to us two things. Sahaba, they were so honest in what they did. That if we did something like this and we wanted to leave the namaz, will we go around and narrate that this is what happened? We'll feel shy because it's going against us. But yet, it went against them, but they will still narrate it. However, because this is the deen of Allah Ta'ala, it's not something about my personal interest and what people will think about me that I wanted to leave Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't. Although it was something hidden, it was in his heart. But because he wanted to explain and express this Mubarak hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even that he mentioned, this was the honesty and the cleanliness that they had in their heart. That this is what I experienced when I read salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I felt this desire that I should leave. It was, in other words, the salah was so long. And this was normal for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to read salah. Another thing ulama explained from this hadith is that nafil salah we can read in jamaat, in congregation, up to three people. When it becomes four and more, then it becomes makruh. In other words, nafil salah we should be reading individually. So yeah, it was this Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this, there is one other exception is where somebody is reading namaz and people just join him, he doesn't know about it. It wasn't something that was announced. And in a case like that where it wasn't advertised, it wasn't announced, then in that case it will be permissible where more than three people join together in the salah. However, in general, the three people should, more than three and more shouldn't be reading, performing jamaat together in nafil salah. Nafil salah should be performed alone. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing tahajjud salah in our life. As we can see in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was yesterday's hadith also. Don't ask about the beauty, don't ask about the length of the hadith of the tahajjud of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was something else. So once a person has got this in his life, sometimes Allah Ta'ala physically gives him that sweetness. Sometimes he gets that sweetness in his heart. But it will come. It's not something that we're desiring. We're desiring the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala gives it. Allah Ta'ala gives it from His side. But we must always put ourselves that we are the slaves of Allah. Whatever Allah Ta'ala wants us to do, we are ready to do for Him. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.